Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide to do. God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, you pray it out over here. All right, good morning, world. Good morning, USA. It's Thirsty Thursday. Okay, once again, hello, how to do? It's your girl, the why. And it's Thirsty Thursday out here in the seas today. It's a little cold, cloudy. You know, we got a chance of, a little bit of sprinkles. Sprinkle me. All right. Sprinkle me. Good morning. Yes, if I feel a little lively, it's because, I am. All right. And me and my sister was just talking this morning. Oh, yeah. We're going to jump right into it. We're going to jump right on into it because check it out. Right. Me and my sister was talking this morning, okay? Right. And she was like, girl. I was like, huh, sissy? She was like, girl. I was like, what? She was like, what you think about, okay, allegedly, okay, Al Pacino having a baby at 83 years old? I said, well, sister, that's beautiful. With a 29-year-old young lady, they've been dating for a year. You understand me? And she is now 8 months, by Mr. Al Pacino himself. And, this will be his fourth child, okay? Right. And the question came up, her question to me, right, was, sissy, should we be having kids at a certain age? Huh? That's what she asked me, okay? Should older guys be having kids? Should we try and have children at a certain age? I say, hell yeah. You know why? Okay, now this is coming from your girl, the why. This is my shit, I believe they should because, listen, kids keep you youthful. Kids keep you up on top of things, They're going to keep your ass up and running. You're going to stay in some good condition, good morning, messing with some children. You understand me? And let me tell y'all something about Al. Okay, Mr. Al Pacino himself. He has enough money to where he can have any motherfucking type of children he want. Because, listen, when it's all said and done, all those kids are going to be taken care of. Well taken care of. You understand me? And, if anything ever was to happen, Lord forbid it does. But when it does, them kids got their mama's love. They'll be all right. They all know their father. They're all going to know their father. Right. So, therefore, they'll be just fine. Listen, America, okay, USA, listen, y'all got to stop trying to age shame so much. Y'all feelings is so hurt that folks can still do what they want to do at any age. We can do what the fuck we want to do. If we want to lay on our back and still have kids, yeah. Mr. Al's still fertile. Y'all so mad because that man's still shooting at his tender age of 83. Ain't that so? Mm-hmm. God is good, one would say. When your girl the why? All the time. Now, in other news, okay, because we're gonna jump right in it. Okay, James Van Berk lashes out at the Biden administration because he wants to have a debate.
Good morning, Queen.
Okay, good morning, beautiful princess. You have a beautiful day at school. All right.
No backpacks today.
No backpacks. Thank you. Okay. Right. Because he wants to have a debate with our president. They want to have a debate. Well, because they saying they probably won't have a Democratic debate. They didn't have one with the boy Trump. So, they trying to fight that debate. But he said we should have a debate just so we can, see how sharp, allegedly, Mr. Biden is, this is just a little media news, little rumors and whatnot, a little pillow talk. Right. So what y'all think? I want to get some of y'all thoughts on that. Should we have a debate? We'll talk about that later. Now, in other news, oh, yeah. Let's move it forward. You see me. Let's move it forward, baby, to the mansion that Kenny G is renting out to Mr. Jeff Bezino, he the richest man in out there. They say he real, real rich. The one allegedly, that own Amazon and all that other shit. They say the man, is worth a lot. And guess what? He renting out Kenny G's mansion at a whopping $600K a motherfucking month. Boy, in our dreams, ain't it? Baby, listen, money ain't a thing to these rich people. Okay? Money ain't a thing. This man has trillions, gazillions of billions of dollars. Y'all think he care about, okay, $600K a month? Okay, well, I'm here to tell you, he don't. All I want to say is hello to Mr. Kennedy himself for landing. Oh, grrr, that great venture. That's a deal. Baby, you have now, in my eye, became the CEO of your own little private company. Okay, renting out your mansion like that. Yes, Kenny G. Now, listen, if y'all don't know who Kenny G is, y'all need to Google him. Look it up. Kenny G is the shit. But this right here, sir, he's a very beautiful artist, musician, just great all the way around. Love me some Kenny G. Has been loving me some Kenny G for years. But listen here, to me, this move right here, sir, makes you the goddamn motherfucking CEO of my company today. Baby, that was a boss move right there. And all you had to do was rent out the tilt. Okay, when I say tilt, I mean rent out the mansion. Okay, look, they got a big tilt. Okay, these urban words. You understand me? These old urban words, okay? Tilt is an urban word for home, mansion, your house and apartment, wherever you lay your head. Okay, you understand what I'm saying, Brad? Right, right. Baby, that was the deal. God is good. Win y'all all the time. If we could, what? We would. Moving forward. Okay. We don't talk about nobody. We spread love and positivity to everybody. Wait, you heard what I said at the end of this story. I said what? If we could, motherfuckers, what? We would. Okay. Moving forward. All right. In other media news today. Right. Rumors. Mere, you know, pillow talk. Right. You know what I'm saying. Allegedly. Now, allegedly. Mr. Federline, Britney's ex, is getting sued because he did not pay for the kid's school. He owed the school $15K, allegedly. All right? And they want their money. Because they heard that he getting ready to, you know, move out of town, him and the children. You know, they done got older now. They want a different scene, allegedly. So, you know, they tired. They want to move out of California, which is, to me, very understandable. Okay? Right. So he wants to move the kids, to Hawaii. Okay, so they can have a different upbringing. And Hawaii is beautiful. Y'all know that. Right. Now, word on the streets is, so the school heard about it, allegedly, through the news and shit, right? So they want their money. But word on the streets is saying, Mr. Federline get paid 20K a month from Brittany, for Brittany's kids. Okay, sir, just save 1 month, going to pay off the school, and then move on, move forward. See, that's these Hollywood problem. That's these rich folks' problem. See, because me, I'm just saying, 20K a month, baby, would be enough for me to live on. But see, coming from where they coming from, that's just peanuts. It really is. Okay, because he fell in love with a multi-million dollar superstar. So I'm sure shit was, like, you know, handed to him, flowing. He lived a lavish life, so to speak. That shit to him is just peanuts, okay? But you going to learn, like I said, God said, you going to have to learn to work with, what you got. All right, and moving forward, here's something else. Chick-fil-A is finna get boycotted, allegedly. That's what they're saying, because I really don't know what's going on. But, you know, at first they were saying that, you know, they wasn't, you know, catering to the LGBTQ community. And now, allegedly, they did something to show that, you know, they're moving forward with society and what's going on in the times. And now they're getting boycotted for it. Now, I don't know necessarily what they did, but you can go ahead and look that up, get the tea. All I know is Chick-fil-A allegedly is getting boycotted, okay? I really don't know what they did. I really don't. You know, I really don't know what they did. I don't. Okay, really. Now, moving forward, okay? You look so cute today. Hey, is today the last day of school?
Yeah.
All right, my princess is going to last day of school. She has on her, let me describe her outfit. Let me describe her outfit for you, kings and queens, ladies and gentlemen. She is wearing her t-shirt.
Her
T-shirt. And it says, having everything revealed. All right. And it's beautiful. And I have 6 pictures of her on there. It's red. And she has her red little beautiful pants on. And she's going to go get her beautiful purple bow that we bought the other day at Forever 21. Pop it in your hair. Boop. And you're ready to go. Okay. That's you on this beautiful Thursday. Okay. There's your glass. There's your hair glasses. You fit. Go ahead. That's your fit. You go ahead. Right, right, right. Moving forward. Mm-hmm. Diddy is suing, allegedly. Okay, this is a little word on the screen. It's a little pillow talk. Is allegedly suing his booze company, his alcohol company. All right? He's suing them allegedly for racism. You know, he's saying that they're not putting the same amount of effort into his drinks as they're putting into his, you know, white counterpart, right, right, business people, right, 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 right. Okay, he's saying that they're not marketing his tequila right. Okay, he wants his tequila put out the same way that, you know, his other business partners, they get their commercials and everything put out. He said he's not getting the promotion that his white counterparts is getting on their liquor and stuff. So he's suing the company for racism, okay? So I'll give you more on that story as it developed, okay? Puffy suing somebody, ain't that something? Okay, now, okay, to more funnier, lighter news. This is not funny, this is serious, but it was a little funny when we seen it. It was kind of scary for me, but some people was laughing about it, but now it's no laughing matter. The Dollar Tree lady, you know, the lady you seen on the social media driving in her car and knocked the thief on the ground on the bike to get back her Dollar Tree items that he stole from her store. Okay, well, allegedly, baby, she got fired. Yeah, she lost her job for trying to get those items back because the store policy really is, once they out the store, you let it go. The store has insurance. And she said her justification for it all was this person, this thief, allegedly, had been coming in the store prior, you know what I'm saying, like weeks and days prior, just taking merchandise, running out the store. So allegedly she had got fed up, okay? She had got fed up and she, right, right, and she ran, she didn't run him over. She just like, you know, knocked him off his bike. And that's what she did. But yeah, she lost her job for that. Now, other news, celebrity news in the news today. Miss is Kim Zolciak and Troy. Divorce is getting messy. It's going to act like it's a downright war. Kim went to counseling for parenting. You know, that's one class, and that's for 24 hours. I'm sure she had to be there 24 hours. But, yeah, you get that little certificate. You get one up on the other parent. So, with that said, allegedly, I'm just like, listen, I'll give you more on that story, okay, as it develops, because y'all know it's going to develop, because, baby, this is downright war with Kim Zolciak and her soon-to-be ex-husband, Troy. Now, on lighter news, we're going to go lighter news. We're going to go lighter news. Should we go lighter news? Nah, let's get into it, okay? All right, let's get on into it. This was a young mother fatally shot in Palmdale by her neighbor, okay, who allegedly shouldn't have never even been out on the streets in the first place. He was a career criminal. He got upset, loaded his gun, allegedly just came next door, shot her down dead, okay? Now, in Long Beach, y'all be careful. I mean, this world is changing. It's getting different. People is losing their mind. You got to be careful, you know, of your surroundings. You got to be mindful of who you keep in your company, because everybody don't have the same mind frame as you. Now, in Long Beach, okay, we had a homeless person running around stabbing people. They already got him. He's been contained. You know, that situation has been put out. Okay, right, right. But you got to be careful of all your surroundings. I mean, shit is really getting sticky. People was, you know, they're upset, they're hungry. Things are changing. Shit is getting desperate out here. You know, listen, and the gas prices is going back up. So we really finna get wild right now. We got the gas prices going up and shit. People still, you know what I'm saying, still homeless. Okay, listen, I don't know where this was, but in news today, in social media news today, a store owner killed a 14-year-old boy over a bottle of water that he thought he stole, but he didn't. Actually, they chased him out the store when they should have just left him alone. He didn't even take the water. Chased him out the store. The boy was so scared. The 14-year-old was so scared. He tripped and fell. The son and the father ran up on the baby and shot him in the back dead. Okay, now the father has been charged with manslaughter, and he should, as he should, because here's the thing about y'all little mom and pops liquor stores in our neighborhoods. Y'all come from y'all country, okay, and build generational wealth in our neighborhood, all right? And then y'all try to accuse us of doing things, not even knowing if we did it or not, the entitlement of it all. You know what I'm saying? And this is not the first time they have shot and killed down one of our babies on what the fuck they thought. I feel like this store should be closed down, allegedly. Ain't no allegedly. That's just how I feel. This is my opinion. He should be closed down. They shouldn't make no more money. It should be over. A baby died over bullshit, okay? They come to our country feeling entitlement, and then they feel like we not shit. Want to shoot us down like dogs in the streets, like they cops. Over in our country, y'all wasn't even born over here. I'm sorry. I mean, this is like the 10th or 12th time somebody, a mom and pop shop in the neighborhood, Korean descent, done shot down and killed one of our young black children. Shot down their life, took them out of their space early in life when they could have been, you know what I'm saying, still living. Really. It's serious. It's serious out here. We got to be careful. We got to watch what we do. Now, listen. Mm-hmm. And other couples news, all right, because I ain't know nothing about this here. I saw this, allegedly. I'm going to tell you where I saw it. Okay, so it is what it is right here. I saw this, y'all, on TMZ. Okay, I didn't know, baby, that YG and Sweetie might be hooking up. They might be official. That might be her boo. I didn't know that. Okay, well, I'm with it. Baby girl has went through a lot. Everybody deserves somebody to love them. You understand me? She went through a lot. You know all that stuff, word on the streets, you know, with old boy, I ain't saying no names. You know, my condolences to their family because their family is going through a lot. But yeah, baby girl went through a lot. So I'm happy, y'all, that she has found some type of love. Listen, our prayers goes out to Jamie Foxx. May he recover, have a quick recovery. We love you, Jamie. Because look, I looked at his, I'm going to get on this topic because it's real. You know, when you love somebody, you're going to say what you feel. And you know, right. Like, I was looking at his TV show the other day. What's it called? Shazam? No, not Shazam. It's called something where you guess the lyrics of the song. It's called something like that. Right. With him and his daughter as the DJ and everything. Right. I miss them both because when I seen, ain't nothing wrong with Nick Cannon, and they just using them right now for a replacement. But it's just not the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same swagger. That's all what I'm saying. I miss seeing, you know, Mr. Fox up there. That's all. You know, may you have a speedy recovery, and we love you. Things ain't the same. I just want to tell you that. Things ain't the same. People love to think, you know, well, some people. I'm just gonna say this big business of Hollywood like to think that people is easy to be replaced. Some not. I'm sorry. Some is not easy to replace. And my condolences goes out to the Tina Turner family, baby. We lost a great queen. Okay, some of us are still mourning her loss right now today. An icon, baby. Icon, yes, she was. Yes, she was. Yes, today is Thursday. Okay, is it the first around here? I don't even know. I know it's Thursday, but I don't even know. Right. I got to get the date right. Everybody get a little disheveled. sometimes. And ain't nothing wrong with that because you are human. And then listen here. Mama called me last night. Told me Sissy was talking about she was in Malibu the other day and seen her some statues of some aliens and a man with a tree man with some red birds in his heart. Yeah, over there, allegedly, right, in Laguna Beach. Right. I said, oh, baby, I got to go take me a ride and see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? In the world today. Sometime, y'all, just get out and get you some fresh air. You know what I'm saying? That's good. That's good for your health. Baby, you can't always be crunched up in the house. You got to go out there and experience, yeah, even if it's just a little bit, experience a little bit of life, okay? Get you some air. It does a lot for you. You know what I'm saying? Especially now because it's summertime. Ooh, look at my baby. Her looks so kinky. Yes. You everything. Take a picture, girl. You everything right now on your last day to school. Love your children. Talk with them. Remember the children are our future. You know, the suicide rate is going up. Oh, they okay, these kids be getting bullied and everything. You got to see, bye babe, you look beautiful. You got to see what's going on in your kids' mind. It's important. Be careful for these pedophiles out here, because it's a whole lot of them. Okay, you just got to be careful, baby. This world is, please trust me, I know, it's hard. But you got this. Okay, because you've been doing this for quite a while. You can handle it. Listen, God ain't going to give you too much you can't bear. You understand me? And remember, Thirsty Thursday, let's be thirsty for life. Remember, you control your own destiny. All right? Practice makes perfect. You can do anything you put your mind to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Your girl to buy. Y'all see it? We deal with each other every single day. Why? Because we love each other. We're a family, a company, a squad, baby. Okay? And we're right. That's what family do. Okay? Well, you love on each other. Okay? I'm going to pray that y'all have a blessed, beautiful day. My condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one today or yesterday, last month, last year. Take your time. It's not easy. It's not, no, listen, it's no blueprint on it. Can't nobody tell you how to mourn. You mourn how you want. Long as it's healthy, baby, you got to eat to get strength to go to work. Your loved ones will want you to keep going. Do exactly what you told them that you was going to do. You got this. I love y'all. I'm talking to somebody today. Listen, don't hurt yourself because I want to see you tomorrow. Uh-huh. I got something to tell you. Right. A little fun factor. Did y'all know that Stevie J was co-hosting the Baddies Reunion? Did y'all see that on Zeus? Oh, baby. Yeah, you need to get you some drama in your life. Okay? Listen, if you watching somebody else's bullshit, you going to make sure you stay out of shit. Am I right or wrong? Okay? Tell the truth and shame the devil. I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil, I will. It's Thirsty Thursday, and we are thirsty for life with your girl, the why and why not, because we can. I love you, fam. Okay, without you, there's no me. Okay, and I know this for sure. All right, did I say I love somebody today? I love you. Somebody need to hear that. I love you. Somebody loves you, baby. I do. You know, I hit Patty on your ass anytime I want. Hey, no copyrights to any music you might hear this morning. Let's get it a little bit. I love this song. Huh, let's go. Roll some more. Hey. You didn't, girl. Yes, I did. I'm crazy in the morning, and I love music. Hey, let's dance a little bit. Shit, come on. Music changes things a little bit, puts you in a little more positive mood. Listen, keep positive people around you. Keep those negative people far, far away, baby. Watch your surroundings, y'all. When you go somewhere, plan an exit. Especially if you're with your family. It's best to be safe than sorry. They out there. Yeah, people go through things, y'all. People go through things. They go through shit. Sometimes you need a little music. It soothes the soul. You know what I mean? No, we do. Okay, so I think today, y'all, let's see what's today. Is it June 1st? Is it June? Let's hold up, y'all. Hold up. yeah, it's June 1st. Ah, what's good in the neighborhood? We got some birthdays coming up, baby. We got some birthdays coming up. It's my cousin's birthday on Saturday. Bitch, it's your birthday on Saturday, girl. I got a cousin named Mimi. Mimi! Bitch, it's your birthday on Saturday. And then I have a sister named Nene. Hey! It's your birthday on the 26th of June. Boy, it's a lot of birthdays out here today. Okay, and my sister said, baby, she getting slim thick. Okay, she said she already ready for her birthday. Baby, she only weigh a feather. If you blow on her ass, that motherfucker will fall down. Okay, no, she only weighed like 125. If that was the last time I seen it. Well, how you know the why? Because listen, we had met up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell y'all what got a little story time. And it's the truth. I love y'all. Y'all my family. I'm going to tell y'all some shit. You know, it is what it is. Last time I saw y'all, we was in Vegas. We had met up in Vegas for my daughter's birthday. Because y'all know every year, and I mean every single motherfucking year, every year the why, every year, right, I go to Vegas for my daughter's birthday. Since she turned 21, that has been her place of pleasure every year on her birthday. So this year in April, it was like what, the 27, 28, 29? Okay, yeah, because her birthday is the... the fuck is the birthday? Like 27th or some shit like that? Yeah. Whatever. Don't ask me. I'm seasonal. Bitch, that mean I'm getting older. Okay. And if I forget some shit along the way, okay, I'm still going to have a good day. Okay? Because my baby, it's her job to realize how motherfucking old she is. Okay? All I know is I birthed the motherfucker. And it is what it is. That's mine. Okay? So we was out there around that time, right? So she came down there because, she had a promotion she had to do. They was doing a bikers convention, so she had to go, you know, promote her product out there. So, you know, me being me, you know, I'm out there chilling. I got my own little luxury, you know, suite over there, you know, over there, right? It was that I was over there at the, the Allure. Right, I was over, oh, I love it. Oh, my God. I was over there. So I had my own little suite, so I went, and I was like, sissy, you can come so you can relax, you know, right, over here at the suite with me. We can bond, we can do that sissy bond, right? She was like, cool. So we did that, and then it was my turn to babysit. Every year I babysit, you know, my grandbaby and my godson while my daughter and her best friend turns up. So it was in the daytime, so at night when she came, she arrived. We got up in the morning, everybody took their bath and showers, and he was like, you know, let's go down to the fucking pool. Beautiful pool it was. Beautiful pool. We had an awesome time. So we get right. Everybody's putting on their bathing suits in the bathroom and shit, and then they have a beautiful. I couldn't help but to stand on it. A beautiful wear. You know the thing where you stand on and you weigh yourself? Yeah, for the bathroom, a stand-up one. Well, it wasn't stand-up. You stand on it, and it was made of glass, like crystal. Oh, my fucking God. It was beautiful. So, shit, I stood up on there, baby. And you know me. You know I'm thick, you know, right? Baby, a girl never tells. But I was at that 155. You know, to keep it live. Okay. Because shots fired. You understand me? So she was like, damn, bitch, you big. I'm like, what? I'm thick. Damn, bitch, no, you big. Okay. All right, you big. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Mm-mm. You got to be slim thick. I said, wait a minute. What you mean slim thick? She stepped her feathery ass. Okay. She did. Stepped her feathery ass on the wear, and this motherfucker was 125. How the fuck you do that at our seasonal age? For me, it's impossible. She's like, this is where you're supposed to be, because you 4'11". Don't you hate when bitches try to throw your height and shit? Because you 4'11", you short. You bitch, don't get to telling me what the fuck I'm supposed to be. The doctor said, we supposed, fuck them doctors, okay? Was your doctor urban? Or was your doctor Caucasian? No, because I need to have the right thing that fits for me. I mean, I'm not saying y'all Caucasians can't take care of urbans, but I need to have the right thing that fit for me. To be honest with you, we need to have a new chart. We need to have an urban chart, and we need to have a Caucasian chart. Because y'all know we ain't really going to look right at no 124 motherfucking pounds. Not all of us. Some of us can pull that off. But some of us, our family members going to be talking that shit. Okay, they're gonna be like, now how she went for 155 pounds to 125 pounds in a week? Ain't nothing right. Something is wrong. Okay, it is unnatural. See, y'all haven't had an urban family, because if you had, you know, some of that shit you just wouldn't try to pull right now. You know, not right now, right now. You know, I'm busy, baby. I go to the gym. See, now, if I'm going to lose my weight, I'm going to lose my shit naturally. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Right. I go to the gym. I don't need no other shit that's going to do that. So she was like, no, at your height, 4'11", baby, you're supposed to be 125. And y'all, do y'all know I went and asked my doctor that? And do y'all know that motherfucker said, yeah. I said, really? Mm-hmm. Because in my head, I was thinking, it's time to change you. I knew I was going to change you anyway. Right. But now I know it's sooner rather than later. Okay. Right. Because you're not this summer. This is a hot grandma summer. And you is not going to be able to blow on me and I fall down and break a hip. I need to keep the more cushion for the pushing. So if I do fall, it's just going to hurt the outside and not the inside. That's what God told me. Mm-hmm. Y'all do what y'all need to do. I'm going to do me. You could do you. Okay? Right. Y'all know your girl DeWine is motherfucking crazy and a little taste of bipolar. Okay? I love y'all. Okay? Happy motherfucking June 1st. Okay? It's Thursday, ain't it? Happy June 1st, y'all. Listen, love yourself. Love yourself. Know that you are the prize, baby. And please understand, young lady, that y'all young ladies, that love don't hurt. Y'all love so hard, baby. Change that. Love don't stress you out. Y'all be letting these little young kings run you crazy. No, baby. The real flex, okay, is to have a healthy, productive motherfucking relationship where your mind is right and your king's mind right. You're right. Y'all in sync with each other, okay? A little conversation and communication goes a long way, babies. I love y'all. Love easy. You hear? You heard me? Yo. Love easy. I want to say big ups to New York, Harlem, the Barrows, Manhattan. I want to say big ups to New York, all my New Yorkers out there. I love y'all. You know, I go in and out with my feelings with New York. You know I do. Okay, big ups to Mr. House, one of my supporters. who has been one of my supporters for such a long time. And you know, big ups to all my supporters that I might have in New York. Yo, what's up, New York? Okay, stay safe. You understand me, right? Sometimes you have to tell people that. You know, we still love New York. You know, we still love you New Yorkers. You know, even though some shit go down, we still love you, really. All right? Some of us still go vacation in New York and everything and whatnot. Yo, New York, pick up. Show me how you feel. Listen, anybody ever went to the Empire State Building? Why would we go from that to that? Okay, no, here we go. No, what's that? You know, I think I said it right. You know, oh no, Madison Square Garden. Right. Who went to Madison Square Garden, yo? Tell me about that experience. I need to know about it, yo, because that's one of the places I want to go visit. You know, I want to see some New Yorkers, eat some New Yorker food, go to Madison Square Garden, yo. Right, see my picture up there. How about you? I would love to. All right, it's your girl, The Wine. Why not? Because we can. It's Thirsty Thursday, and we, okay, my company, my family, my squad, all right, we are thirsty for life over here. Where we are thirsty for life. That's right. We are thirsty for life. Baby, keep on going. All right? Keep going no matter what. I know times is hard sometimes. Just keep on going. God ain't going to give you too much that you can't bear. All right? I love you. Surround yourself around positive energy. I cannot say this enough. This world is cruel. Okay, they won't think twice about hurting you, all right? You make sure you're safe. You control your own safety, you and them kids. You hear me? That's what's important in this world today, you and your family. Listen, I love y'all. I do. And, you know, I got some things going on, okay? We got our phone back, right. So we're going to be going live. We're going to be pushing a lot. We're going to push the brand. Okay, right. We got a company. I know it's time to push the brand, baby. Okay, I did last night, y'all. I had on this little hot turquoise number on Facebook and TikTok. Right. I make it do what it do. Okay, let me tell y'all something. I'm never ever gonna let anybody put me in a box. Okay, you are whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. Listen, live your dream. It ain't too late. It's never too late, especially when God give it to you. Just know you can't take everybody with you, all right, and make peace with that, okay? Yeah, sometimes you do. Listen, last month was Breast Cancer Month. Let me see what this month is, because it's June. It's always something. Mm-hmm. Different. Let me get back to you on that. We will. Okay. I'll get back to y'all on that. Right. Most definitely. Because there's always something going on within the month of June. June 10th. Oh. Well, it's my cousin's birthday. And we got June 10th, you know, on the other side of the world, that Midwest and everything. Y'all enjoy that. Okay. So what is it? Officially summer now? Is it officially summer now? Because I don't know. I can't tell it with the rain and the goddamn cold weather. That's all. Okay? Are we going to get any June bloom? Look like we started off with that already. But I love y'all. Okay? Elderly, my elderly people, my senior citizens, I love you to death. Listen, do not go to them ATMs late after dark. I do want to say that. I say for y'all because y'all get tired after about 5:30. Okay, about 5:30. I don't even want you to go late. Go to the bank early at 2, where it's fully functional and everybody can see you. Okay, they awful out here in these streets today, and you're not safe. Yeah, you used to could be safe. Babies and senior citizens used to be safe. They done lifted that, so everybody, right, is everybody can get it now. Okay, especially in Cali, the crime rate has went up a whole goddamn lot. Okay, so be careful where you are. All right, y'all. I love y'all. It's your girl, The Why and Why Not, because we can. Peace and love. I'm out.